You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye in the World. I'm John Batchelor. To El Salvador, to a volcano, an active volcano, a stratovolcano named Conchagua, and a volcano associated with the once upon a time Lenca civilization that occupied Central America. There's a princess who dies and turns into a bird and takes off from the top of this volcano that you can see beautifully in pictures, the Gulf of Fonseca. However, this volcano connects with Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency that is a worldwide phenomenon, and the president of El Salvador, Nayib Bukele, who is a creative person and sometimes doesn't entirely think through his spontaneous ideas to either help himself, his friends, or his country. Mary Anastasia O'Grady, who writes the Americas column and the Americas editor for the Wall Street Journal editorial board, is here to put together this beautiful volcano, Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, and Bitcoin. Mary, this is wonderful. I had no idea until I read your column. How do they go together? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, John. Nayib Bukele, the president of El Salvador, needs money. And normally he would go to the International Monetary Fund to get a loan, or that probably they would never pay back. But he's having a problem with the IMF because last year he made Bitcoin legal tender in the country. And he also announced that merchants would be obliged to accept Bitcoin as payment for goods in the country. And the IMF has a problem with this because Bitcoin is very volatile. And they think that it introduces additional risks to the fiscal picture in El Salvador. And so they have been at odds with Nayib Bukele on this point, and he still needs money. So now he has a new idea, which is that he will issue a Bitcoin bond. The bond, we don't know too much about the bond because there's no offering circular, there's no prospectus, but verbally, the government has said the bond will pay a 6.5% coupon. I believe it will be, he'll raise the money in dollars. And on top of the 6.5% coupon, it's a 10-year bond. And after 5 years, bondholders will earn a dividend based on the appreciation of Bitcoin. So it allows you to, you know, capture this coupon and also participate in the upside of Bitcoin. And I would just point out that one of the problems he's having, he said that he was going to issue the bond in the month of March, and last week announced that that bond will have to be delayed. They said that there are unfavorable market conditions. But one of the problems that he's having is that, at 6.5%, he is a triple C rated risk, sovereign risk. So 6.5% is not much to pay bondholders for the risk they're taking in buying a junk bond. The 10-year sovereign bond that El Salvador bond that's out there right now, it's due in 2032, is yielding better than 19%. So you might ask yourself, why am I going to lend Nayib Bukele money for 6.5% when the sovereign bond is yielding 19%. And if your answer is because they get to enjoy Bitcoin upside, then you kind of have to wonder why you don't just buy Bitcoin by itself and not take the risk of Nayib Bukele.
The twist here is, how does it get to the volcano? That's the part of the story I love. Tell it, Mary.
Mr. Bukele's idea is that he is going to create a charter city that will be called Bitcoin City. And it will sit there at the base of the volcano, and it will use geothermal power, which is harnessing the heat in the underneath the earth to create electricity. And that electricity, low-priced electricity, renewable electricity, will be able to be used to mine Bitcoin. So this will attract Bitcoin miners to the volcano. The half of the proceeds of the bond will be used to create the infrastructure around Bitcoin City. There'll be no taxes in Bitcoin City except for a VAT tax. And you'll have a whole bunch of Bitcoin maniacs coming there and mining and going surfing and otherwise walking around with their tattoos and so forth and being cool.
So Bitcoin City at the base of a volcano, an active stratovolcano in the Gulf of Fonseca, in a country that is troubled. Is that correct, Mary? Still remains a troubled country. Mr. Bukele is not speaking to any of the concerns we've talked about over these last years, that this is the Northern Triangle that is at the base of the migration crisis over these last years. Does his Bitcoin idea answer any of that?
Well, some of the reason why I think it's worth being a little bit skeptical about this is that a lot of the promises that Nayib Bukele has made since he came into office have not been met. And that would be the fall of 2019, June of 2019. And one of the things he was elected on was the idea that he was an outsider, which wasn't really true. He was bred in the political party of the former guerrilla group FMLN. He was the mayor of San Salvador at one point as the member of the FMLN. He broke with the FMLN and formed his own party. And then he said, see, I'm independent. And one of the things he promised to do was he said that he could crack down on the violent crime in El Salvador and restore personal security in the country. And just this last weekend, he announced a state of emergency. All of his so-called agreements with the gangs and all of the peace that he said that he had secured seems to be gone, and so badly so, I mean, so dramatically so that he had to call martial law just in the last few days because he said that the killing is out of control. So that's just one example of the disappointments. Plus, he's had a very sort of authoritarian style when it comes to institutions. He's grabbed control of the Supreme Court. It's really not a fully functioning democracy anymore. We'll see if he leaves power when he's supposed to. But there's a lot of reason for skepticism about what this president has promised versus what he can deliver. And again, I would stress that the Salvadorian debt is now triple C. That's a junk rating. So to think that you're going to raise money with a 6.5% coupon just because you're attaching it to this to the promise of higher Bitcoin seems to me a little bit of a fanciful notion.
The company that says that it can create power from the volcano, we just have a minute here, Mary. Is that a company that Mr. Bukele controls, or is it an independent enterprise?
No, that company, which is called Lajeo, produces geothermal power. It is a subsidiary of the state-owned electricity company that goes by the initials CEL, CEL. So it's a government-owned company. I mean, part of the skepticism about the fact that it is now, just recently El Salvador announced that it would be the issuer of the bond, not the state, the government of El Salvador, also raises a lot of questions because it's a small company. Does it have the capacity to back up these bonds if, you know, if it gets into trouble? There's a question about that. Now, the government has said don't worry, the government of El Salvador is going to back these bonds, even though they're being issued by La Haye. The question is, why issue them by La Haye then? And the answer is because by doing that, they avoid putting this debt on the government's balance sheet and increasing the debt to GDP ratio even more than it already is at 85%.
Mary Anastasia O'Grady, writing the America's column for the Wall Street Journal about a volcano, Bitcoin, and a president. There's something of Jules Verne. There's something of H.G. Wells. It's all quite magical and at the same time not trustworthy. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
If one big, beautiful bill has left you with one big, confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com today.
A mental health or addiction crisis can feel overwhelming. Getting help shouldn't be. The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Any adult, regardless of ability to pay, can heal with care and leave with connections to community-based resources. If you or someone you know is in a crisis, call or text 988 or go directly to the Franklin County Crisis Care Center at 465 Harmon Ave. Learn more at franklincrisiscare.org.
Apartment People, champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it will be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now, you don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire, available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.